Off the Ball.
GAA.
This whole circuit where guys are going from club to club to club, making a nice few bob, tax-free, completely in contravention of the law of the land, and doing it in plain sight.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll look back at all the action in the League of Ireland last night, with Shamrock Rovers on the brink of the title and Drogheda boost their European hopes. Ousmane Dembele and Aitana Bonmatí take home the gold from Paris. And we look ahead at tonight's third round action in the EFL Cup, with Liverpool, Everton and Chelsea all involved. But first, the last night in the League of Ireland, Shamrock Rovers took another step closer to winning the title after their 2-1 win away to Waterford. Stephen Bradley cider 10 points clear of Bohemians and Derry City with a game in hand. Josh Honahan gave Rovers the lead in the first half before fellow Corkman Matt Healy doubled it with 18 minutes to go. Tommy Lonergan did pull one back for the home side late on. Rovers could be crowned Premier Division champions for a 22nd time on Friday night. They have to beat Bohemians at Tallaght Stadium and hope Derry City lose to Drogheda. Speaking to LOI TV after the game, Stephen Bradley said he was happy with how his side dealt with Waterford.
Yeah, like you said, we expected a tough one and we got it. They never stopped. They have good players on the pitch. If you give Porrick a half a chance, he's so dangerous. So they're always in with a chance. So even at 2-0, you got to stay focused. And I thought the players did that. Look, they're going to have a moment in the game. But I thought we were very good tonight.
Waterford boss John Coleman was frustrated with some of the refereeing calls.
It's difficult, you know. The players are giving it all. Games hinge on moments. A big disappointment for me was the amount of bookings we got. You know, and I'm sometimes scratching my head now wondering what a booking is and what isn't a booking. I see their lads do what I thought was a dive. You know, might turn out to be wrong, but he goes to ground very, very cheaply. They put the ball in the box. Stevie makes a great save, the only save he made in the first half. They get a throw-in from that corner and they score from that. And then Lynx, later on, gets fouled three times, gets brought down on the edge of the box. He says to Podge, the referee says to Podge, that he got clipped but he went down too easy. Now, he's been fouled three times and he gets a yellow for that. So instead of us having a goal-scoring opportunity on the edge of the box like they did, and when you're at the top of the league, everything goes for you. And that's just the way it is. I've been at the top of the league before, so I know that everything, you get every bounce of the ball, you get every decision, and that's no slight on the referees, because you know it's a difficult job at the best of times, so they do their very, very best. But you just feel that when they get momentum, the team who attacks more generally gets the most decisions for them, and that's just the way, nature of the beast. But you know, over exuberant tackles, we were getting punished for them, they weren't. That's frustrating to take. And you feel as though everything's going against you. So I think the second goal, we're disappointed because we've let a couple of people run off. We've lost a couple of runners have run off us. And then we haven't been disciplined enough to try and just shepherd them away from the goal. And we've let them have a free shot and, you know, it's a good finish. But the lads never give in. You know, they pinned them back the last 10 minutes. And we scored. We'd like to have had longer than 4 minutes, to be honest. But you know, I'm not going to go down the David Moyes route. Although I can see where David was coming from. But you know, at that time we were craving another 5 minutes. I think if we'd have got to all 5 minutes earlier, I think we might have got the equaliser, because we sank them in, we pinned them back, we put balls into the box. Probably too little too late. The harsh reality is we didn't make enough chances tonight at home, and that's the harsh reality of it.
That result sees Waterford in 8th level on points with Galway United. Drogheda took a huge step to securing European football next season with a 2-1 win at home to champions Shelburne. Dara Kareem gave Kevin Doherty's side the lead in the first half with a superb strike. An own goal from Evan Caffrey put the home side 2-0 up in the second half. Harry Wood did pull a goal back late on, but it wasn't enough for Joey O'Brien's side. That result puts Drogheda into fifth on 46 points, level on points and games played with St Pat's. Shells are sixth on 43 points, but they have played a game less. Speaking to LOI TV, Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty praised the impact that the subs made in the game.
Yeah, of course. Look, as you said, it was a big game, and probably everything went similar to what way you think it might go. And we made it, as you said before the game, a lot of changes and that, because I thought it'd work, and thankfully it did. And we've a good record against Shells this year. Obviously, we've beaten them twice and drawn with them twice. So no, look, really happy with the lads, even that didn't start. That would have been disappointing not to start, because they came on and made a massive impact. And people sometimes laugh and think it's a bit corny, the idea of finishers, and you know the way people say that. Like, I seen Michael Arteta talking about it yesterday, not comparing myself to him but at all in any way, just before anyone makes some stupid comment. But that is football now. Like, you do have lads that are going to start and do a job, and then other lads will come on and do a job, and it's all part of the squad. And so I'm very, very happy with the whole squad tonight.
Shell's manager Joey O'Brien says they pay the price for missed opportunities.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, we had enough chances. I think four chances of the game falls to us. We have to score. Again, then we have sort of control the game. Again, a mistake by us leads to an opportunity for them. Obviously, a good finish. But then again, listen, we have enough chances, enough possessions. You're missing the chance that we created there tonight here. You're not going to win a game of football at this level.
There was a Connacht derby out west, and it was Sligo Rovers who came away with the win against Galway United, thanks to a Keane Kavanagh second half goal. That 1-0 win put Sligo into 7th place on 34 points. Galway are 9th and in the relegation promotion playoff spot on 31 points with 5 games to go. Sligo boss John Russell praised his side's defensive resilience.
Yeah, really proud of the performance. You know, the defending is heroic coming down here. It's such a tough venue. We knew it was going to be energy sapping, and that's what we played out end to end. You know, they go, we play, they put you under serious pressure with the cross into the box. But it felt, first half, we didn't really manage the game the way we've done in the past. We wanted to get control of it, but we were a bit sloppy and didn't move as quickly as we'd like. And it was important to get in at half time nil all and just regroup. But I thought second half we were outstanding. Got the ball down, got playing the way we like to play, and you know, to get the goal, delighted for Keane. He made a big impact coming in at half time and led the line, and we were able to get Jad and Owen in those pockets, and to get ourselves in front. We had to hold out, and it was bodies and backs to the wall, but it's a huge, huge 3 points.
Galway manager John Caulfield was left to rue the goal that his side gave away.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, certainly Sligo had the hex in us. Every game between us this year has been really, really tight, but you know, it boiled down to, you know, a really soft goal from our point of view. Soft goal. And again, that was really tight. Not a much in it. Played a few bits and pieces the first half. Played reasonably well. We hadn't played as well, but we had a few half chances. And then I suppose after Sligo scored, you know, we put a lot of pressure on them. They defended well. Certainly, probably Dara's chance at the end when he did equalise. But overall, we didn't score. And we gave away a soft goal, and they lose the game 1-0 with a massive crowd and brilliant following that we have. It's disappointing.
Cork City look all but relegated after their 4-0 loss to St Pat's in Inchicore. Mason Melia scored 2 goals on his 18th birthday. Joe Redmond and Keane Levy got the other goals for the home side. After the game, Pat's boss Stephen Kenny heaped praise on the Tottenham-bound Melia.
Yeah, no, Mason's, you know, a credit to himself, really. He's been brilliant for us, and so many different attributes for one player. And he got 2 tonight. Delighted the first goal, picked with the first goal. Great cross from Simon Perrin. He really attacked it well, and that was the type of goals. We haven't scored enough of those goals this season, but he's the one that has, and he's done brilliantly.
Cork City boss Ger Nash apologised to the club's fans for a torrid display.
Look, we're raw, obviously from that defeat just 10 minutes ago. It's hard to come out and speak. First of all, I just want to apologise to the fans that travelled here, the fans that watched at home. How we started the game, the opportunities we gave up to the opposition tonight, we got what we deserved, because you can't do that. We were bullied too often on set pieces, and too easy to play against in key moments, and the things we've been much improved at in recent weeks, we reverted back to how we were before, and it's disappointing, certainly an understatement, that's for sure.
On Tuesday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Shelburne and Bohemians defender Owen Heary was in studio with Colin Buhig and Gerard Gilroy, and he pondered who might go into the relegation playoff with Cork City's days in the top flight practically over.
Coming up against Pats again, so in that mindset they'd be thinking
that turn is fast at least.
Yeah, well, they need to change it around. He got a great result against Rovers the weekend, 1-1
draw. They haven't been too bad. They haven't been too bad.
No, they've been all right over the last 5-6 games. But last night just really put them to bed. Pats did. But you look at the run in, and I think Sligo probably have the more difficult run in out of all the teams. Cork probably have the easier of the run in, but you know they're too far off it. Probably to,
8 points.
Yeah, to try keep up with Sligo. As I said, they have Pats, Derry, Shells, Rovers. That's four of the top teams that are fighting for Europe. Like, they're difficult games for them.
Yeah.
You know, compared to the Galway, we have Cork, Rovers, Bowes, Drogheda, and then Waterford. So they probably, Sligo, I think, more have a little bit more to do to stay up, but they're capable of getting results in those games. That's the thing with them. They have players that can score goals, and they've tightened up a lot of defence. So
I mean, there's a team there.
Waterford could.
Waterford could get sandwiched between Sligo and Galway.
You know, they played well against Bowes the weekend, but didn't get anything from it.
Yeah.
So again, they are the team, and you have Amund in your team as well, you get goals, and that's what's going to happen for the bottom teams, is they need goals. You know, you can't sit back and hope to get a point over. They need to go and take the games to them and get the points on the board to stay up.
You can tune into Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on YouTube or on the Go Loud app. And remember, all our League of Ireland coverage is completely free to listen back to on demand in your OTB Football podcast feed. So if you missed Owen Heary's appearance on OTB Breakfast, you can catch up whenever you like. In the First Division last night, Wexford made the long trip north and they beat Finharps 3-1 in Ballybuffet thanks to a hat-trick from Dean Larkin. Bottom side Athlone Town drew nil-all with Kerry in Lissiewullen. Football Daily on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. Liverpool boss Arnold Slot says he'll make plenty of changes to his team for tonight's EFL Cup Round 3 tie at home to Southampton. The Premier League champions are aiming to continue their 100% start of the season in all competitions. Slot says several players need game time for when he needs them later in the season.
These are the players that need a game, and we're happy that we have one. If we wouldn't have had one, we probably would have arranged a friendly in this week for these players, because they need to play games as well to keep them ready whenever we need them.
Southampton have just one win in their championship campaign so far this season. They lost 3-1 to Hull at the weekend. Their manager Will Still says the team is still struggling to put last season's Premier League relegation behind them.
Was incredibly poor and harmed a lot of people, and is, you know, a bit more than just a scar of, oh, you know, that was difficult. And when you've got, you know, a group where there's trauma and you bring in new players, you've just got to make sure that the new players don't sort of fall into that trauma and get tangled up into it.
Lincoln manager Michael Scubala says the city is buzzing ahead of their game against Chelsea. The League One club are at home to Enzo Maresca's side, and Scubala, who was once an interim manager at Leeds, says it's been challenging to get ready for the match.
I think the hardest thing isn't preparing our lads, it's probably preparing what they're going to bring, because we just don't know at this moment. But as far as, you know, young players, there's some super talent at that club, and there's no doubt about it, some of the best in the world.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says coming up against teams in the lower divisions are the matches that worry him most. The Italian has hinted he will still rotate his squad though.
You can slip very easy in these kind of games. The football is full of these kind of games, and I'm very worried about that. But for sure we have probably some few players from the academy, like we always have done.
Fulham manager Marco Silva says he's treating the League Cup very seriously this season. His side hosts League Two Cambridge for a place in the fourth round. Silva has hinted he'd make changes to his team, but he says that doesn't mean he's taking their opponents lightly.
We have to do our maximum. Doesn't matter if you change one, two or 10 players. Our ambition is to be in the next round.
Some of the other standout ties, Conor Heron's Barnsley at home to Brighton. Brian Barry Murphy's Cardiff side make the trip to Premier League Burnley. There's an all-Premier League clash at Molineux where Wolves face Everton. Wrexham are at home to Reading, who are managed by Noel Hunt. And all those games tonight kick off at 7:45, apart from the match at Anfield between Liverpool and Southampton. That starts at 8. Defending champions PSG lost their hastily rearranged Ligue 1 game 1-0 away to Marseille last night. That game ended with home manager Roberto De Zerbi being sent off in injury time. Former West Ham defender Naya Fagard scored in the 5th minute in a fixture which had been postponed by a day because of forecasts of heavy rain and storms. It was PSG's first Ligue 1 defeat of the season. It was Marseille's first win over the rivals in 20 attempts, much to the delight of the home fans in the Stade Vélodrome.
C'est toujours bien de fêter ces moments-là dans le football. Il y a des hauts, il y a des bas. Mais quand on est tout en haut, il faut en profiter. Hein.
Ça vous rappelle des grandes soirées marseillaises, Adil, ce niveau d'ambiance là, ah, en ouais. Il y a eu des soirs d'Europe.
Exactement. À la fin du match, quand j'ai vu tout le monde courir, j'ai directement me fait remémorer l'ambiance du match d'Europa League contre Leipzig.
Napoli maintained their 100% start at the defence of their Serie A title last night. Former Chelsea and Brighton midfielder Billy Gilmore scored the opening goal in a 3-2 win at home to Pisa. Antonio Conte sat 2 points ahead of Juventus. PSG's Ousmane Dembele won his first Ballon d'Or as the French treble winners came away with several of the key men's awards at the Paris ceremony. The 28-year-old France international scored 35 goals in 53 matches for PSG, who won the Champions League title and the French Cup last season. He was the joint top scorer in Ligue 1 with 21 goals and was named the French top flight and Champions League player of the year. He also helped PSG reach the Club World Cup final where they were beaten by Chelsea. Spain and Barcelona midfielder Aitana Bonmatí has made history by becoming the first player to win the Women's Ballon d'Or 3 years in a row. Bonmatí took the award with her international teammate and Arsenal winger Mariona Caldente coming second. It means Barcelona players have won the honour in each of the last 5 years after midfielder Alexia Putellas earned the prize in 2021 and 22. Arsenal winger Noni Madueke is facing up to 2 months out after sustaining a knee injury during Sunday's 1-1 draw with Manchester City. The 23-year-old, who joined from Chelsea in the summer, came off at half-time and was replaced by the returning Bukayo Saka. Scans on Monday showed that Madueke has avoided an ACL injury, but the England international will likely miss the next chunk of Arsenal games, as well as at least one international window. Kai Havertz, Gabriel Jesus and captain Martin Odegaard are all out injured at the moment for Arsenal. Aston Villa president of football operations Monchi is poised to leave the club. The 56-year-old's imminent departure comes with Villa 18th in the Premier League after starting the season without a win. Monchi joined Villa in 2023 from Spanish side Sevilla, where he had been sporting director, having previously worked with Villa boss Unai Emery at the La Liga club. The pair took Villa to the Conference League semi-finals in 2024. They got to the Champions League then that season when they finished fourth in the Premier League. And a judge in Rome has accepted a plea bargain request by former Juventus executives, including former chairman Andrea Agnelli, to settle a false accounting case relating to their time with the Italian club. The agreed prison sentences of 20 months for Agnelli, 18 months for former sporting director Fabio Paratici, and 14 months for former vice chairman Pavel Nedved have been suspended and won't be served. Under Italian law, plea bargaining doesn't involve an admission of guilt. The former executives and Juventus, who are listed on the Milan Stock Exchange, have denied wrongdoing. Juventus have been fined €156,000 by the judge. Prosecutors launched an investigation in 2021 looking at whether the club received illegal commissions from player transfers and loans and whether investors had been misled. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme. Proudly supported by Toyota.